please. Due to unexpected family business, Mrs. Wingo will not be teaching this week. Now, your substitute teacher will be arriving momentarily. So no monkey business! That is all.
Substitute teacher? All right!
Merry party
time! I got the perfect welcoming present.
Huh?
The old crow won't know what hit her.
Come on, Roger. Why do you want to give her such a hard time?
I don't want to. I have to. That's what substitutes are for.
Roger!
I couldn't take it anymore. Substitute teachers can be fun to goof on, but Roger was going too far.
Wait a minute, Funny. Just what do you think you're doing?
I'm not going to let you use this stuff on a defenseless old...
Oh! Hello, class. I'm Miss Newberry, your substitute teacher.
Wow.
Oh. Don't you think that's a lot of ammunition for just one substitute teacher?
No, ma'am. I mean, it's not what you think. I... Huh?
That's me.
Hey!
Miss Newberry was the most beautiful teacher I'd ever seen, and I had just made a total fool of myself.
Okay, now who wants to begin by reading on the bottom of page 42?
Me.
Okay, how about, Douglas Funny?
Yes!
I mean, thank you, Ms. Newberry. Now I had a chance to get on her good side.
Here you go, Funny.
The female firefly waits on the ground as the male flies above, flashing his tail to attract her. The female then releases
Funny,
a musky...
We're not reading from the biology book. We're reading from the history book. I know you think you're clever, Mr. Funny, but...
I didn't...
Sit down, please. Roger Klotz, would you mind reading from the history book?
With pleasure, Ms. Newberry, ma'am. The humiliating defeat at Bellysburg began as an attempt... Am I reading too loud? I'd be happy to speak softer.
No, Roger. You're reading just fine.
General Fawcett's humiliating defeat at Bellysburg marked the turning point in the war. The once celebrated general was demoted to buck private and was ultimately traded in return for prisoners.
She wrote me down in her notebook, Skeeter, and she was using a red pencil.
Take it easy. You're overreacting, man. I'm sure it's no big deal.
Wow, Doug, Miss Newberry really nailed you.
Yeah, Doug, everybody's talking about it.
Oh, man. I don't know what you did, man. She seems nice. She even likes Roger.
Huh? You seem like a sensitive boy, Roger. What can I do to get through to him?
I don't know, Miss Newberry. Funny's always been trouble.
But a good substitute teacher never gives up on a troublemaker.
Troublemaker?
Troublemaker?
Troublemaker? Come on, Doug. She'll forget the whole thing by tomorrow.
You think so?
Not really, man. I was just trying to make you feel better.
An apple? For me?
Actually, it's fake. But at least no worms will crawl out and mess you up, Ms. Newberry.
Well, thank you, Roger.
You.
Ms. Newberry, I'm sorry. I just didn't want to be late, so I ran as fast as I could, and I guess I didn't see you. Troublemaker.
What am I going to do with you, Douglas? Take your seat, please.
Welcome to Bluffington's Most Troublesome. Today, we'll be looking at a good student gone bad. Seemed like any other day in the quiet Bluffington school. The substitute teacher was trying her best. The class was just about to start their history lesson. Or so they thought.
Well, well, well. Ain't this sweet? Okay, class, I got something I want to read you. It's an interesting and informative article out of this month's Naughty Boy magazine. See?
Douglas!
If you have any information on this bad seed, please call 1-800-555-TROUBLEMAKER.
It was all I could think about that whole day and night. I couldn't even concentrate on my homework. Many people think cheese is a great troublemaker. No. There's got to be some way to convince Ms. Newberry that I'm not a troublemaker. That's it, Pork Chop. I'll draw her something. I'll make her a card. That'll show her I'm not a troublemaker.
How sweet. This is the most beautiful card I've ever seen, Doug. Do you mind if I call you Doug?
No, Ms. Newberry.
You can call me Cecilia. Good morning, class.
Good morning, Miss Newberry.
It's time to collect last night's homework.
Homework? Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Chucky.
Here you are, Miss Newberry.
Why, thank you, Roger. This is my best. Douglas, may I have your homework, please?
Here.
This isn't the homework assignment, Douglas.
I know, Ms. Newberry, but I worked on it for hours.
I am very disappointed, Douglas. Excuse me a minute, class.
Wow, Doug. I've never seen you without your homework.
You're changing, Doug. This isn't like you at all.
What's she doing?
I want you to take this note and go see Mr. Shellacky.
The guidance counselor? But Ms. Newberry...
Please, Douglas. You'll thank me later.
I couldn't believe it. Only serious troublemakers went to the guidance counselor.
Remember, take 2 hugs with a big glass of courage. Call me in the morning. Bye-bye. Let's see, who do we have here? Douglas Yancey Funny. Yancey? I like that name! Yancey, let's say it aloud together, shall we? Yancey Yance, come on now.
I hate my middle name.
Ooh, we're making progress. Doesn't it feel better when we're honest with ourselves?
But...
Young man, I think you need to reach down deep, deep, deep and grab onto Yancey. I believe Yancey is the good kid inside you trying to get out. Tell that troublemaker to flee, flee, flee!
But I'm not a troublemaker. I'm a good kid.
Unfortunately, kid, that's what they all say. So we're gonna have a little parent-teacher conference.
Parent-teacher conference?
Mm-hmm. I think this will help put Doug into the Yancey-mobile and cruise him down the road to Smile Town.
But... I can't believe it. A parent-teacher conference.
Man, there's nothing worse than a parent-teacher conference. Boy, I'd hate to be in your shoes when your parents find out.
Very sorry about this, but your son is the biggest troublemaker I have ever met in my entire teaching career.
Let's get this over with.
Where did we go wrong?
Go along with this, Skeeter. I'm not a troublemaker.
I know, man, but how are you gonna get Miss Newberry to buy that?
I don't know, but I've gotta do something.
Come in. Douglas, what are you doing here?
Miss Newberry, I'm not what you think I am. I'm not a troublemaker. I never tried to be a problem. I'm Doug Funny, and I promise from this moment on to be the same kid I always was before you thought I was somebody else. Yeah. Well, I guess I better get going.
Cheer up, Doug. You gave it your best shot.
No, you were right, Skeet. I'm sunk. She just stared at me like I was the awfulest kid on earth.
Douglas!
Oh, no. Now I'm really in trouble.
I have something to say to you.
I'm sorry about coming into the teacher's lounge, but I just had to...
Look, you. You think you're such a tough guy. But you want to know what I think?
What?
I think that deep down inside, you're a good kid.
And if you can just listen to your heart, you're gonna be all right. I don't care what the manual says. I'll make you a deal. You try and bring the good Doug out, and I'll just forget about tomorrow's parent-teacher conference.
Yeah. Deal.
This will be our little secret.
I learned a lot from being the class troublemaker for a week. Like, don't be too quick to judge somebody else. And first impressions aren't always right.
Why, Iona?
Oh, Roger, I'm so glad I bumped into you.
You are?
Yes. I was hoping you'd come in early tomorrow and help clean the blackboard. What do you say?
Come in early to help you? No problem.
No, Mrs. Wingo. She's back. She'll be so happy you're helping her.
Yeah, great.